Well, anyway, sticking with the biomedical theme, we're now going to be joined by Professor Max Donnellan. He's a researcher at Simon Fraser University in Canada, and he's found a way to turn people into the human equivalent of a hybrid car. So, Max, tell us a little bit more. How does this work?
Well, what we've done is take advantage of the inherent uneconomical nature of walking. And so, as you mentioned, you can take advantage of walking like a hybrid car takes advantage of stop-and-go driving. That is, within the walking stride, the muscles are first accelerating and then decelerating the body. And hybrid car takes advantage of that, of the decelerating, the braking, by using a generator to brake rather than a traditional brake, which just dissipates this heat. The generator produces electricity, which it can then use in a productive way. Well, we've done a similar thing for walking, where we've tried to use a generator to help the legs, help the muscles slow the legs down. And in doing so, the generator can also, so it can assist the muscles, but then also produce electricity at the same time.
It sounds a bit counterintuitive to think that your legs would be so inefficient that they need help in slowing down and that you can actually get useful energy out of this.
Yeah, I guess it is a little unintuitive. But the main point, if you think about walking at a constant speed on the level, then there's no net change in your mechanical energy. So you're not, on average, you're not moving any faster or any slower, and you're not going uphill or going downhill. So that means for every little bit of energy that your muscles put in, something also has to take it away. And it's mostly your muscles that take it away. But you don't need them to do it. You can use something like a generator instead. And the generator can take the mechanical energy away from the body and put it through the generator and produce electricity at the same time.
So in other words, as your leg's swinging to return to the starting position so you can take the next step, you would normally need a muscle to kick in and stop the leg from moving at that point. So your generator exploits that effect, and instead of the muscle doing that work, you're diverting that effort through your generator, and it recovers the energy that the body would otherwise have to expend.
That's exactly right. So where we do it is at the knee, and towards the end of the swing phase, so when you're moving your foot forwards to begin another step, your hamstring muscles, which are the muscles that run down the back of your leg, they turn on to slow down your knee extension. And so our device mounted at the knee, that generator engages at that period and helps those hamstring muscles in slowing down the extension of the knee. And we can measure the fact that when we use the generator, it actually allows those muscles to turn down by about 15%, so their muscle activity decreases.
And the difference in the energy expenditure is what you're generating with your device?
Well, the idea is that the people actually don't have a difference in energy expenditure, that it's about generating electricity relative to not generating it. It's about the same effort that they put out, but you still get the electricity out. And so you're getting 5 watts of electricity without increasing their effort by a meaningful amount.
So what does this look like, this device, when it's actually in situ on a person? Is it very ungainly? Is it going to get in the way?
In the current version, I would say it is a bit ungainly. So it looks like a normal orthopedic knee brace with a chassis mounted to the side of it. And it's a bit bulky and a bit big, but that's because it's really designed for convenient experimentation, so we can pull gears out and generators out and so on. The final version will be less than a kilogram and be easily fit underneath a pair of pants. So currently too big, but no problem getting it smaller.
And when someone's wearing this thing, how much energy physically are they able to produce with it?
Well, there's two modes. One mode, they can get 5 watts of electricity. And so for context, 5 watts is enough to charge 10 mobile phones at the same time, or to produce 10 minutes of talk time for 1 minute of walking. That's not to say I think we're going to charge mobile phones in the near future, but that gives you some context for how much power.
But not being flippant or anything, Max, if I want to charge my mobile phone, I plug it in. So why would I want this?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that the people, for us, plugging in our mobile phone is just a matter of convenience. But for many people, their lives depend upon portable power. So consider, for example, if you had a powered prosthetic leg or a power device that helped you walk after stroke. For you, it's not always as simple as plugging it in because, for example, some of these prosthetic legs might run out of power within 4 hours or so. So if you can use your healthy leg to generate some electricity to power your artificial leg, then you can walk further and longer and farther and so on.
I was wondering whether you could put it into a mode so when you're walking down a hill, like down a big mountain, you can make it absorb lots and lots of energy, because I find that very, very uncomfortable when walking out in mountains.
That's a great question. So you've hit on it exactly, that walking downhill, there's a lot more energy available because essentially what your muscles are doing is making sure that you don't arrive at the bottom at the speed that gravity wants you to. And so they're taking the potential energy you had at the top of the hill, and your muscles are dissipating it all as heat, so that you walk down in a controlled way. So if you can use a generator to do that instead, you could produce lots and lots of electricity. And we find that indeed that if you walk downhill, we can get more electricity, or if you walk faster.
Thank you very much, Max.
My pleasure.
That's Max Donlan. He is a researcher at Simon Fraser University in Canada. They've invented a knee-mounted generating system, which can, as far as we know, power up to 10 mobile phones at once, which sounds very useful, Dave.